Thank you for the pause.
Yes, I don't mean to go on longer anyway. I would respond now to questions. I know that you're eager to be gone, and I need to return to the page. Things are really very, very strained in your place. A lot of very, very high frequency energy coming from this place, as you have noticed you once here. Crafts are in your area, invisible form, almost 100% of your time now. There is a lot of energy restructuring, a lot of emotions up and down. Just know what it is and go with it. That's all I can ask of you. I cannot just give you time to leave. We're just about to make it, brothers. We don't have much farther to go. And then it will take some type of relief. Ones will be here to help. And then I may get meaner, but I doubt it. I've been pretty mean lately. Hard to get meaner.
You missed out, Steve.
Yes, count your blessings, brother.
Yes.
Atom got the bullwhip.
That was a blessing, too.
Well, I didn't do that. I know what you refer to, Rick. Sananda did that.
That was Randall talking.
Well, Randall, all of you.
But I hear you.
Elizabeth and I are at your disposal, ready to move.
Anytime.
Open an employment agency management service where we'll either payroll your people or provide you your people, hire you people, whatever you need.
So, do you hear that,
yes.
Brothers?
I hear that, yes.
I've asked for
you
that.
You will have, well, your prayers are coming.
It gives my,
you see,
gives
you have to.
Shivers.
Yes, doesn't it? So, Elizabeth, I guess it's about time, precious, next week to begin to let us see how this is going to be. And then you have some trauma to face also, and I understand of that. Lorena, I would appreciate it now if you would find out about the brown house at the end of the street.
I already have called.
Both. I wish both, please. The brown house that you once went through and took the pictures of.
Ah.
They moved out yesterday.
Yes.
And it should be that the price is coming down now. Let's get in there before now somebody else does something.
All right, well, I'll do that.
It is only two bedrooms, but it would be very, very suitable for either Elizabeth or for Diane or whatever.
It's nice underneath the house, too, could be finished.
Yes. And so maybe there would be some shifting later and Charles may have it or something. We won't borrow that problem for now.
I like the dirt underneath, too, because that may help in the future.
Well, it certainly is a good place for now. And it's beautifully landscaped. Mm-hmm. So
and
let us go with
the
it.
Back is gorgeous. I know.
So. And the little house across the street, the little three-bedroom one.
Oh, that's right.
That's the Calvet house?
Yes. The Calvet house is going to be advertised in the paper, and they're going to try to sell it themselves to start with. Well, what I know about Calvet is the fact that when they have a foreclosure like that, you only have to come up with very little down, maybe 10%. And then they give you a Calvet loan for 25 years at 9%. It's not assumable to other people, but the person who goes in the first time really has a good deal.
Well, that would give us two places.
Uh-huh, right around.
Close.
And what about Guthrie's across the street now? He has mentioned to me that all he has invested in there is about $6,000. Of course, he told me if I wanted a commission, I'd have to give to him. But I think he's willing to negotiate on this one right across the street here.
Well, we're going to have to deal with that one in a little bit of a different way. That is Rick Slater. He's one of our group.
Ah.
And he needs some help. And what is worse that he needs is he has been living very distressed, so he has completely given up any semblance of care of the property. And he has three dogs inside and three dogs he traps in the garage. So, and he loves them enough that he cannot bear to think of them being disposed of, but that is worse. That is worse than to allow those precious animals. I won't get into it.
Yeah.
It will require a great deal of cleaning up. I do not believe that he would wish to leave. And at this point, I don't think anybody is really, really crazy about being a roommate. I didn't hear any volunteers when I threw it in. So we'll have to look at that. But yes, we do not want the property to get away. We can probably work something either with John or something. We will do something, yes.
Uh-huh.
Don't let it get away.
All right, I'll keep track of it.
Commander.
Yes, please.
I will also put in my pitch for a 2 or 3 bedroom house here pretty quick to...
You're just never pleased, are you?
No.
You have a place to stay now, don't you?
Yeah.
Not since Diane kicked him out.
Diane kicked him out?
No. I would tell you this. Everything at this moment, and you once coming in and we get this property, I would be having Zita come. Please understand that here in the beginning, we will be getting this property for just as little investment as we can, with as little payments per month as we can, and ones will just shift around. This is not by any means permanent, and yet each one of you needs a private place in which you can function.
Hallelujah.
Rick had asked for this when he came here. Randall has asked for this, and we will do it. And that would free these rooms for very temporary use of overnight, etc. We all need to function in as much clarity and as much space as we can arrange for. Mm-hmm. And then these houses, at some point, if they're not your dream house, which they will not be, I don't even want you to get so attached that they would become that, with the exception possibly of this very place. Because we will want to be setting examples. So we will be using vacant property. And I want all vacant property as soon as there are funds to be purchased. And then I want you ones to consider building with some of our new styles.
Mm-hmm.
You bet.
And they will be beautiful. Whether it begins with the cellular cement and the terracing, we will have then model homes to show.
Mm-hmm.
So everything we do in the next few months, consider temporary. And then when it becomes permanent time, we will discuss all of these moves. But let us handle it in the beginning where we can best utilize our funds and our energies. Ones have to have a place to come into quiet, or you cannot write these programs. We are now beginning, for the benefit of you ones, to start our documentaries. That is also going to take all of Dorma's vacant hours. So our work is really, really cut out. And I almost have a tendency to apologize, and yet you have pleaded for this day and night for years. And now for weeks. It's been very intense. Please let us get on with it. And we're just about to get on with it. And I will note that ones have noted a great change in Hatton. Not really. And this is why you've come into my command. You didn't ask for the easy way. You asked for the challenge, and let's get it done. And that's what we'll do. And if I come up here and I be Mishy Mashy, pious St. George or something, you would not like it of me. I would try not to hurt anybody with my bullwhip. but I understand of your appreciation. For as long as we come into communication and understand one of the other, I can help you organize, and the master can boost up whatever else you need. I am rejoicing in my heart. You think I'm hard. I'm really soft. I cannot bear it. I love you one so much, and my appreciation is so great. Go have a good time. Salud.
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 Salud. Salud. I would stand by. I would be available if you wish me later.
You're all welcome to come.
I think okay.
We have work to do here. So.
They have work to do here. Okay. No, you cannot go play for a while.
Yeah. Everybody go to the bathroom, Mother said.
Lorena's here 5 minutes and bossing you around, you see.
Really?
Doris, you come.
Norma's gone to sleep. I'm having to get her back up.
What's that?
I kept her. We had her up all night. I mean that sincerely, so she's tired.
Are you thinking of getting
that?
Well, do you have some time frame in mind?
Yes,
for when you want to start hiring people?
Well,
we need to know kinds, too.
Yeah, we really need to sit down with
it. Okay.
What kind of people, how many people?